Our message comes directly out of Galatians 5, 16 through 25 this morning. And our title is unique. Many of those who have served in the military will understand this title, but it is a cadence. It's a military cadence, and that's the title of our message. And it speaks directly to us walking in step with Christ. So before we read God's Word and get into our message this morning, let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we come to you this morning and we ask your blessings on the message that's prepared as well as the words that we read in Scripture. Please allow us to accept these words as truth. Help us to understand them and prepare them as we minister to the world on your behalf. Bring those words into our lives. Share them through our spirit, our conversations, and our actions. Lord, we ask this now in thy service and in your name. Amen. So again, this morning's scripture is Galatians 5. And in my Bible, in the New Living Translation, this is the opportunity where we are taught to be living by the power of the Spirit. So this is what the Lord has to say. Beginning in 16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to be of the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Again, this morning's message is entitled, Your Left, Your Left, Your Left, Right, Left. This is a simple military cadence, and I'll get into that in a second. As Christians, we should be well disciplined in our faith, but many times God's will stands in direct opposition of our plans and our desires. In the military, one of the very first things they teach the recruits when they get off the bus is a platoon formation, then drill and marching. These exercises are carried out daily and in most cases multiple times per day. Formation, drill, exercise, drill, exercise, march, formation. These guys live it and breathe it. Staying in step with the drill sergeant and the cadence marker is not only expected, it's demanded. The march and cadence is drilled in the soldier's head all the way through boot camp. Their perfect step is the act of complete discipline. when graduation comes some weeks later, these men and women are spot on perfect. Why? Simply because of their discipline and their practice. In this world, many times we find ourselves down to nothing. Nothing left in us. Spirit crushed. On our knees. But in these moments, as a Christian, we believe God is always up to something. And we know it to be good. Some in this world, and most, quite frankly, most will mistake our discipline and faith for fatalism. They think we're nuts believing in God, simply put. But we're not. God is looking for us to step out on our faith and completely rely on Him. God expects us to walk in the Spirit. If any of you have ever attended our local market animal show, you will see young children from grade school age all the way through high school age showing their market animals. Especially in the steer show, you will witness firsthand the obedience, the immense obedience of those 1,200 plus pounds monsters to their handlers. In most cases, regardless of the size of the competitor, when the showman steps, the animal steps. When the showman stops, the animal stops. In addition, these steers understand when the competitor is truly walking versus when they simply are adjusting in and around them so they can set them up for view. During the week-long show, the steers are led all over the complex for different purposes. Even when the steers are uncertain of their environment, going in and out of barns or into daylight from darkness, much like we do, even when the steers are led, they are comforted by their handler. They trust in the competitor. Simply put, the animals follow the showman's every step, regardless of where the showman may take them. It's actually magical to watch the animals, who are 100 times stronger than that of the showman, follow the showman in step and in every move. It is truly magical to watch that. Why does this happen? Because of months and months of study and practice and trust. Do you realize, friends, that God created us to do a similar thing? He created us to follow His lead and His step. When I first began to put this message together, the first thing that came to mind is this scripture dictates our marching orders. When I first was promoted to serve our community as a patrol deputy, the sheriff at that time handed me a set of keys. And he said, "Here's your car. Treat it as if you own it personally. And remember, it doesn't give you the right to break the law. It provides you a pass to serve our citizens expeditiously. Remember, you cannot help anyone," he said, "if you don't get there in one piece. Now go. Be safe. These are your marching orders." He meant them. In other words, leave your ego at home. You are now called on to serve. This isn't about me and you. It's about serving others. This morning in our scripture reading, we are encouraged to turn away from following our own selfish desires and letting our ego and our personal wishes direct us. We are directed by Scripture to redirect ourselves in this life, repurpose ourselves in a new course, doing God's will as it is revealed to us in the Holy Scriptures and in His Word. This morning we see a whole list of obstructive behaviors that flow out of sinful and self-centered life. And what was magical to me is I'm reading down through the same thing I read to you this morning, and I'm thinking, well, this about covers it all, until Scripture says, and these are just a few of them. However, what's important about the Scripture is we are also taught almost in the same verse that when we turn our focus on Christ Jesus and turn our lives over to Him, He will allow the Holy Spirit to help us control those desires, and He will lead us out of sin. President Calvin Coolidge went to church one particular Sunday. Following worship services, President Coolidge was asked by a friend, "Hey, what did the minister speak on?" President Coolidge said, "Well, he preached on sin." The friend asked, "Well, what did the preacher have to say about sin?" And the president responded, "He's against it." Friends, there's your message this morning. The preacher then was against it, and so shall we strive to be against it. Scripture says all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. As Christians, we should all agree with God in this, that we are all sinners. However, if we are to step with God, we will have the right attitude about our sinful nature. If we are in step with God, you will also desire to not only be in step with Him, but be obedient to Him. Much like the soldier in Cadence March. Much like the steer in the show. A businessman who was well known for his ruthless behavior once told Mark Twain, "Before I die, on my bucket list, I plan to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I will climb Mount Sinai and read the Ten Commandments aloud while I'm at the top." Mark Twain said, "Hey, you know what? I have a better idea. Why don't you just stay here in Boston and keep them?" That's a powerful statement. No need to travel around the world and shout them to the world at the top of the mountain. Just keep the Ten Commandments in your heart. Jesus taught us the principles of following and obedience. All of us recall Jesus calling the first disciples. He simply said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Our responsibility is to obey. It is the Lord's responsibility to change our hearts. It's also the Lord's responsibility to change our lives and make disciples out of each one of us. Our job is to obey. As we study our Savior's life, and we have studied it well here at Bethel Presbyterian Church for the past 52 weeks, as we study our Savior's life, we learn the key activity of Jesus' life was that He lived a life of obedience to God's will. We've learned that in almost every lesson of every week for the past year. Jesus lived for God's will, not His. The question is, was it easy? One thing I can attest to you in study through both Scripture for the pulpit as well as preparing the lessons that we learn in daily Bible study, there wasn't anything easy about Jesus' life. And obviously not. It cost Him His own life. His service to His Father cost Him His life. However, it was the goal of His life to fulfill God's will. It was the goal of His life to submit in obedience to his Father's way. The characteristics Jesus displayed and the ones we are called to display in this morning's scripture are evident: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all products of the Holy Spirit's work within us in a life that we submit to God's plan. Just as the tree bears fruit, we are to do the same thing through our spiritual life, and we are to bear spiritual fruit. You see, some 2,000 plus years ago, we were given the greatest gift ever given to mankind, the Holy Spirit. It is designed in and of itself through us to bear spiritual fruit. Spiritual fruit with the world, not just ourselves. In order to do this, we must be in step with God. We must be in cadence. We must be in the march. We must be in the formation. When we are in step with God, we are experiencing joy and we are experiencing peace. And when those are present, we overcome all the brokenness in our lives. We are no longer broken. We are unbreakable. With love and kindness, goodness and faithfulness, we as Christians restore our relationships and make restitutions, not only with our friends and our families here on earth, but with God as well. In our love and kindness, like Christ, we restore ourselves. Friends, in short, these are your marching orders. Simply put, get in step with Christ Jesus. If you remember earlier, I said that Jesus was obedient to his Father, and it cost him his life. The question this morning I leave with you is this: are you, each of you, an obedient disciple of Jesus Christ? It's your decision. No elder, no deacon, no pastor, no politician, no famous person, no one. No one here on earth can make that decision for you. It is your decision to be obedient to Christ. Here's what I want to share with you, though. While you attempt to hopefully make that decision or commit yourself to keeping that decision, you see, for us, it's a little different than it was for Jesus. We shall die. That's a given. Just as our Lord and Savior died. But while we live, if we are not obedient to Christ and we are not in step with Him, every day, 365 days a year and beyond, if we are not in step with Him, it will not just only cost us our lives, Scripture declares this morning, it will cost us our salvation. Friends, this is something I'm not willing to give up. I, like you, am not perfect, nor claim to be. We are all sinners, but we must do our best to stay in step with Christ. I leave you with this: are you in step with Him this morning? And I share this with you. Don't miss the cadence. For the march that you are in formation for this morning is your very last rally. There will be no more. Be in step. Listen for the cadence. And it goes left, right, left. Amen.